Like, you guys did a lot of good things in the passing game. What did you like about what you did against the Raiders? How can you build on that going forward?
I just think it was a great, team effort as far as the passing game goes. The receivers, the tight ends, the backs, they all did great as far as winning against man-to-man coverage and zone. I think they all did a tremendous job of finding the soft spots, finding the holes, and the offense line gave me time. So I just really think it boils down to just us consistently improving in practice. You know, our chemistry is growing with every single day that we spend together. And obviously, you know, my knowledge of the offense is getting better and better each week.
When you can connect with that many targets, how does that help you and how does that change what you do going forward?
Well, I think the more you can spread the ball out, I think we had completions to 8 different targets in the Oakland game. And I think what it does is it doesn't allow a defense to key in on one specific guy. You know, I'm a firm believer, you know, rather than forcing the ball into, you know, maybe one or two specific people, I'm going to throw to whoever's open. And I think our locker room knows that, and I think everybody does a great job of winning their one-on-one matchups and getting open for me.
Philip Rivers was very complimentary on the conference call with us. He said that he'd worked with you before and knew you very well. Just what's your relationship like with Philip, and what do you think of him, kind of the guidance he's giving you?
Yeah, you know, I have the utmost respect for Philip Rivers. You know, what he's accomplished in this league is, truly incredible. I love watching him play. You know, I think, you know, the fire that he brings to the field, his competitive spirit, is second to none. So, first and foremost, I love watching him play football. But then secondly, you know, he's just a tremendous person, you know, and from the time, you know, even before I was drafted, you know, I was very fortunate to just got down on the lift. I'm exhausted. I was very fortunate to get to spend some time with him, out in Los Angeles and get to do some throwing sessions and, you know, really pick his brain watching some film. So, you know, he's been, just a tremendous, leader and somebody that I can look up to, and I thank him for that.
Is there one thing from him that stands out that helped you?
You know, I wouldn't say there's one thing, but like I said, you know, I love watching him play because of the demeanor that he brings to the field. You know, there's nobody that plays with more fire or competitive spirit than that guy. And I think that's something that is truly special. The passion that he brings to the game, it really makes it fun to watch him play.
Success against the Chargers in the past, does that, do you think that'll have any impact on this game since you were with a different team?
Well, you know, I think the one thing it allows me to do is, you know, I know their personnel a little bit. I know, what Coach Pagano wants to do schematically. Obviously, I'm expecting some, you know, game plan adjustments that maybe I haven't seen before, but certainly I feel like San Diego is more of a common opponent in my eyes.
What did you think of Braxton's game? It seemed like kind of his best performance. Obviously, he got the end zone for the first time, and that move was impressive. Just your thoughts on his development,
yeah,
and what he's kind of can do off this game?
You know, I'm very proud of Braxton. Braxton's somebody who consistently all year long has gotten better, and he's gotten better because of how he approaches practice. You know, he's not someone who takes practice for granted. He comes out every single day. He works extremely hard, whether that's, you know, taking first team reps with the offense, whether it's taking scout team reps, special teams. I mean, in practice, he never comes off the field. And it's impressive because he never complains about it. You know, you can tell the guy's gassed, but he just keeps working and working and working. And what you saw Monday night is a product of that.
And his knowledge about Fedorowicz, he was banged up on Monday. Here he is, less than 48 hours later. He's back out of practice.
CJ's a stud. I can't say enough great things about CJ. He's somebody that you certainly want on your team. His toughness, his leadership, his football IQ. You know, he's one of those guys, you know, like I talked about before, he's winning his one-on-one matchups and he's finding the holes in zone. So he's somebody I have a lot of trust in. Like I said, I can't say enough great things about him. But once again, his success is a product of his work ethic and who he is.
No, not
whatsoever. At the end of the day, we're still first place in our division. Certainly we know there's a lot of area to improve, but that's why we're back at it today. That's why we practiced hard today. That's why we studied the film hard today. But I'm not concerned about that. I think the wins will come on the road, and we'll be just fine.
What is it about what Lamar does that helps you?
Excuse me?
What is it that Lamar does that helps you?
Lamar helps us in a million different ways. He helps us in the run game. I think one thing that he probably doesn't get enough credit for is his pass protection. You know, when you turn on the film and you see what Lamar Miller's doing in the pass game, I mean, I have a real nice Christmas present coming for him because he saves my butt a lot out there on Sundays and Mondays. And I can't say enough great things about Lamar. He's a tremendous teammate. He's a great guy to have in the locker room. Another guy who works very hard at practice, and it really shows on Sundays.
Brock, do you feel like you can put a finger on why y'all do so well at home compared to the road?
You know, I think every game is just different. Whether it's at home, whether it's on the road, you know, every opponent's different. So, you know, our game plans change, what we're trying to accomplish offensively and how we attack teams is different. So, like I said, I don't really think playing on the road, you know, there's necessarily something that we need to put our finger on. I think we just need to continue to improve each week. And like I said, eventually those road wins will come.
You started from scratch with Bill. You didn't know him. Obviously, you've spent countless hours with him since then. It's very important for you and him to be on the same page. Can you talk a little bit about the relationship that's evolved? And, you know, you don't always agree, and he's going to yell at him. You're going to yell at him, too. But could you just talk about how important that is for the coach and the head coach and the quarterback to really connect him, maybe even beyond just at a football level, but
of course.
Human level?
You know, I have tremendous respect for Coach O'Brien. From the time I signed to now, you know, that respect hasn't changed. And that respect is there because I know how much he loves this game and I know how hard he works at it to be successful. So that's really where that respect comes from. I love coming to work every day with Coach O'Brien because just like I talked about Phillip Rivers, you know, Coach O'Brien is that guy who comes in with a ton of passion and fire every single day, which really makes it fun to play for. You know, you don't want to come into a building where it's dry or, maybe it's a little calm. You know, he'll light that fire and he'll bring the energy to the room. And that's something I really appreciate. The thing about Coach O'Brien, this system's very difficult. And it's, it's as you guys see week in and week out, it's a work in progress. And it's something that, I'm still trying to master. But the thing about Coach is, he's never given up on me or anything like that. He just keeps coaching me. And as a player, that's something I really appreciate. You know, I want to be coached. And being with Coach O'Brien, I get coached every single day. And that's something I really appreciate.